the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi and welcome, and in today's podcast I wanted to talk to you today about the amount of hustle that you actually put into creating wealth, generating income and that sort of thing, because I see so many people, like for example Gary Vaynerchuk. If you don't follow Gary Vaynerchuk, then you should do, and Grant Cardone as well. Those two people who are really out there and talking about the value of hustle. When we talk about hustle, we really mean getting out there and busting your buns, working as hard as you can, putting in the effort and putting in the hours. And the problem with this idea, and it's a great idea by the way, and I fully endorse it, but there's a problem with it. And the problem is that just working as hard as you can and putting in a whole ton of hours, it will get you some results, but it won't get you the optimal results that you want, and you'll burn out pretty quickly. Your wife or your husband will divorce you, never get to see your kids again. And for some people, that actually might be the ideal life, for example. But Gary Vaynerchuk works between 16 and 18 hours every single day. And, you know, you've seen Grant Cardone. He very rarely takes any sort of holidays. And when he does take a holiday, he went down to Bartholomew's. And he took everybody with him, his child and his wife. But, that was his first vacation in 12 years. And it's just too much. It's just, you're going to get burnt out and you're not going to know your kids or your family, and it's not the right way of living. So there is a better solution. And the better solution is, it still involves hustling, but it involves managing your time better. And then it actually involves hustling on the right things. Because I see so many people and we're working so hard. They're working so hard and yet they're still not getting the results. And the reason why they're not getting the results is they're working on the wrong bloody stuff. So imagine you're digging in a coal mine and you're working 24 hours a day and you're digging, and you're still not getting results, and then you're digging in the wrong direction. Well, that's why you're not getting those results. But I see it happen on so many different times, so many different people who are desperately trying to get results to change their life around, and they're working on the wrong things. It's like some sort of competition to see who can work the longest, so you can work as many hours. Well, I started work at 8 o'clock. Well, I came in at 7:30. Yeah, but I don't leave till 9 p.m. It's like, dude, you're not going to see your family and your kids. And even if you haven't got family or kids, you're never going to get family or kids because you're out working all the time. Now, sometimes there are times in my life when it's been needed. I've had to get up early and I've done all-nighters because we've got a project to finish and we've worked late. But we don't do that all the time. And it's just not doable. It's just not sustainable over a long period of time. And so the key for you right here is you've got to be working on the proper things that you need to be working on. So like with marketing, these days, there's only 3 or 4 types of marketing that are working today. There's some extra old school stuff as well, which I'll add in there. So let me tell you what the first 4 are. The first 4 are, you've got to start creating articles. These are the things that get out onto social media and get shared. This is where your audience is right now. They are on social media. They might be reading a newspaper, but the chances that they're going to find your message at that point in time and not just skim over it and then reply, you know, it's so much easier to see an advert on Facebook, click on it and fill the details in, than it is to see an advert in a newspaper while they're sat on a bus and then phone the advert in a newspaper while they're sat on a bus, because most people don't want to do that because it's, you know, they're having to talk on the bus on the phone. Or then they wait till they get home, then they have to remember, boot up the computer, then go to the website that's in the newspaper. It's so difficult to do. Whereas on social media, everyone's there, can click on it, they can put it into Chrome or Safari, and they can watch it later. Or they can watch it right there and then, on the bus, for example, or on an aeroplane, before it takes off. And I've done this myself. And then when you land, then you're able to watch it again. So the point I'm making here is that hustling is fine, but you've got to be hustling in the right areas. So we've got articles, we've got videos. People are watching videos and the amount of video that's being watched is increasing daily. We've got audios, things like this podcast. Podcasting is suddenly so popular these days and I don't see that really disappearing anytime soon. And the more podcasts we create, the more leads we generate. It's amazing, right? These are marketing assets, which we've talked about before. The fourth type is things like webinars. And I was just saying to one of the guys that works for me, webinars, I mean, some people still use webinars very well, but for many people, webinars don't work anymore. The reason why webinars don't work, what happens at the end of a webinar? Everybody knows you're going to get sold to. And people don't turn up for them because they hate them. They hate being sold at. And what people do is they wait to see what the price is of whatever it is that you're selling. So how about this? How about you do a webinar but don't sell? And that's what we started doing. We do when we do webinars, we don't sell anything at the end. We tell people we've got a product that can help them. But if they want to go and find out more about it, then they can go find out more about it. But we don't go, we've got five available, come and buy at £200 off, otherwise it goes up to full price tomorrow. We just don't do that anymore because it just doesn't work. People are so aligned to not wanting that stuff these days. People want educating and people want information. And for you as a business owner or wanting to generate more cash flow, you add value to more people's lives and educate them, they will come back with their wallets open and they'll buy from you because they want not just the education, but they want the experience and they want to get through to the other side, which is getting the result as to whatever it is that you do will provide them. So it's really important for you to be able to get those four things out there. So it's audio, articles, video, and sometimes webinar. The other stuff that we talked about, which is more old school, are things like leaflet drops. That still works depending on your business. You know, if you're buying properties for cash, you're a letting agent, that sort of thing, that can work really well. I mean, obviously, like newspaper advertising and that sort of thing is really old school. I would say for most people, you shouldn't be using that form of advertising now. It's like 1990s. We don't live in that world. We just don't. If you look at the return on investment on a newspaper advert, compare that to a return on investment on a Facebook ad or a Twitter ad, I mean, the two don't even compare. So you've got to be hustling on the right things. And if you're not, then you're going to get bad results. And that's not what we want for you. We want you to start getting better and better results. And so you've got to be hustling on the right things. Some of that hustle is taking time off. You know, when I was getting fit a little bit of time ago and I was on a treadmill, this was going back about 7-8 years ago, and I was trying to maintain a positive mental attitude and I was going through family court and all that sort of thing. And I felt really guilty about being on a treadmill. And my coach at the time said, look, for you to be Super Dan, for Dan to go out and earn the money that you need to earn that will get you to where you want to get to, you got to take that time off. I just saw an article yesterday with Richard Branson. And we all know Richard Branson and his speedboats and he loves his kiteboarding. Is that what you call it? He's on the surf. He's on the water, but he's flying around with a kite, like surfing and kiting at the same time. Kite surfing, I think it's called. And obviously he had his accident where he flew over the handlebars. I mean, Richard's in his 60s now. But we all know he takes his time off. Because having that time off is really valuable. One, to make sure his relationships are still in existence, right? Two, because the brain's got to have that rest. It's got to have that recharge. And when it's recharged, it comes out with better and fresher ideas. But if you're always on 99% of the time, and you get up, you eat, and you work, and that's your life, then you're not going to be doing yourselves any favours. So whilst it's fine for Gary Vaynerchuk to look like he's doing 16 to 18 hour weeks, it's not fine for everybody else. Gary is like this, he's like a Michael Jordan of doing that stuff, right? So like, there's only one Michael Jordan, and only will be one Michael Jordan. There's only one Gary Vaynerchuk, and there's only one you. So you've got to find the system that works right for you. Me working 18-hour days is not the right system for me. I'm too lazy for it. I don't need to do it. And my family's far more important than that. But actually, because of all that, I found better ways that works. And it comes back to those four areas that we talked about before. You've got to get audio out there, like podcasting. You've got to get your articles written. You've got to get your videos done. You've got to create webinars. But check this. This is, for example, some of the things that we do. We create a webinar and then we'll upload that as a video to YouTube. And then we'll take the MP3 out of that and then we'll issue that out as a podcast. And then we'll take that and then we'll write an article about it. And so off that one webinar that we've done, we've now got four different pieces of content that we can then distribute. So then the key comes down to how many people are watching your distribution channels. And then we're into how many viewers have you got on social media? I mean, we've got nearly 14,000 people on Twitter, for example. Our Facebook live page, our Facebook page is slow because we never really focus on Facebook. We've got like 2,500 friends on there. On LinkedIn, we've got a couple of thousand followers there. And then obviously we've got our mailing list, which is quite a significant mailing list these days, and we have been working on that. So our job now is to start increasing Twitter followers, LinkedIn connections, Facebook friends, Facebook followers, Instagram followers, getting people on Snapchat, on Periscope, on Facebook Live videos. And so when we're creating the content, which is the first part of what you should be hustling at, like, bear in mind, like, I've not talked about you doing any work yet. We just talked about you creating content. And then the second part is getting that content out to an audience that knows who you are, is aware of you, and might actually want to do some business with you. When you start building those two things, building your content through the four areas that we talked about, audio, articles, videos, and webinars, and then shipping that content out to your audience, your tribe, the people who follow you, the people who like you, people who want to find out more about you, then they're going to become buyers at some point or other. You don't even need direct call to actions. Obviously, you should always have a call to action in any podcast and any video that you do. Come and join the podcast, download the video, sign up for a strategy session, 45 minutes free. And then people will listen to that and go, yeah, I'll do that. I'll go sign up for that. And by the way, if you want one of us, then jump on a website at daniellatto.co.uk. There you go. That's how selling right there. And then the people who are actually wanting to take action are qualified enough to go and take that action, because they're the ones who are filling out the form. The very act of someone filling out that form pretty much means that they're qualifying themselves in as a potential client. That's not to say that we'll take them on, but they have qualified themselves in. All the people who listen to the podcast and don't fill in their forms, they're never going to be clients, because they've not filled in the form. They've not started that first step. And we don't want them as clients, because we want people who are prepared to take action. It's one of my little qualifiers that I have, so that we don't get people who sign up, waste time, and actually don't do the work that's needed. And those people that do the work that we're supposed to go and do, they're the ones who start getting all the action, because they're actually taking the work. We have it on so many different times where people go, oh yeah, I'll go and fill that form in, I'm really interested. And guess what? They never fill in the form. Do you think that those people will go drop 10,000 leaflets? Do you think they'll create podcasts? Do you think they'll create videos? Probably not. Do you think they might be the same people a year, 2 years, 3 years later on, go, yeah, I was going to fill in that form and I never did. How's life working out for you? Just the same as it was. What a surprise. It's always about you guys taking action. And that's exactly what you've got to be doing, is taking the action, taking the hustle to take you onto that next level. But not just any hustle. You've got to be doing the right type of hustle, working on the right things. And the right things right now for you is building content that goes out to your followers. Because most people I speak to haven't got enough leads. If you can solve that problem, you'll be well on your way. All right, I hope that's a useful podcast for you today. Nice short one, under 15 minutes today. I wanted just to get that out because I was having a conversation with one of the guys that works for me today. And we're talking about just that. And I thought, let's just get that down so we can pass that information on to you guys as well. All right, I hope that's useful. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.